Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Wait a minute, there's no birthday party for me here.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
2:58. Let's bring in sweet, young, and very funny, we found out, Michael Gruber for sponsors.
Yeah, thanks, Bug. Fish and Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
Oh, boy, listen to how haughty that was.
What?
Somebody's feeling it. Yeah, thanks.
He was being sarcastic.
What are you talking about?
I'll be here all week. Tip your weight person. Yeah, thanks.
He didn't mean it.
I didn't mean
shouldn't.
It.
I feel like you are about to take off.
All right, we're
going to
need
all behind.
We're going to need some baseball in a more visible position somewhere.
Right behind you.
I'll tell you that right now.
Is that still going on?
Phillies just scored 2 runs, and the Rockies are quitting. They're leaving the field.
That's smart. Get out of there early. Get a good night's sleep before the next game.
So, say hello to Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson.
Hi, Mike.
Of the Hardline, live Donovan. Here in Denver.
Corby Davidson.
Hello, Texas. We love you.
Well, only for the snake, huh?
I love these people.
These people, huh?
I only like you when I'm at Dan Silverleaf.
It's kind of weird. I'll take you anywhere.
That's an awkward plug for Wink Street.
You know what another live music venue is?
No, I don't.
The Barley House. Come see Lizard Larceny and Pepper Theft this Saturday, 9 o'clock.
Here are some other places of business we'd like to tell you about.
Now, will you open with a set before you get on stage, Grooves?
I don't know. Show up and find out.
Yeah, a little Dave Little, maybe? A little comedy, a little guitar. Which is it?
Write a couple parody songs.
I heard you talking about the ESPN 30 at 30 or whatever. Another one of the documentaries they're doing is from the year of 1982, is the recruitment of Marcus Dupree.
Really?
Yeah, I read that.
Okay.
It sounds fascinating.
There's another one.
Yeah,
being,
the issue has been handled.
Being produced by Steve Nash.
Really?
About the guy who ran across Canada on an artificial leg or something like that when he was a kid.
Oh, Terry Fox?
Look out that window.
Yeah. Maybe.
Terry Fox.
He also had a glass
Terry
eye.
Porter.
No, it wasn't Terry Porter.
Terry Fox, right? Am I wrong here?
John Fox.
It sounds about right.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, the glass eye.
Yeah, Megan Fox ran across Canada on an artificial
leg. Matthew Fox.
You know what's interesting about him?
Matthew Sweet.
Nothing.
Matthew Perry.
Nothing. That's exactly
along
right.
Along with his girlfriend.
Uncle Pear.
Matthew Stafford.
Snake's Ride is Terry Fox.
Thank you.
Wow.
Nailed it.
That's why
impressive.
Did you know that?
I have no idea.
Martin under who gives a
could have sworn it was Terry Porter.
Still
did you ever
that
see a guy with
growing?
A fake head?
You know, he's a stumpy.
A lot of comedy going on back there.
Ha-ha. That's Corby's fetish.
You know, today is Wednesday, October 7th, the 280th day of the year. There are 85 days left in 2009.
Why don't you guys back there concentrate on being behind the scenes more?
Unbelievable. That stuffed shirt was better than everybody else.
Yeah, that's what this guy says.
On this day in 1998, Matthew Shepard.
I don't like him. My campaign is to get him fired this year.
A gay college student at the University of Wyoming.
Oh, this is not a good story. This is not going to end well. All you gay kids out here from North Texas, take heed.
The Cowboys, huh?
Was beaten, robbed, and left tied to a wooden fence post outside of Laramie. Where's Laramie?
In Wyoming.
Uncool. That makes sense.
And he loved every second of it. And
over there.
Dude.
Oh,
wow.
God.
What?
And he died 5 days later.
God.
Can't wait to read a transcript of this segment.
Oh, my God.
That could be the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I've never been that shocked before in my life.
What?
Yeah,
in my
right
life.
There.
On
yeah.
this station.
Yes, right
on
there.
This station, on this station, which harbors Gordon Keith, Gen X Davey, him,
the seven,
Dan Paul.
The seven most shocking words I've ever heard in my life. You just said.
You, Mike. Hope you're proud of yourself at 60.
Gosh.
Man.
On this day in 1984, Walter Payton of the Chicago Bears broke Jim Brown's NFL all-time career rushing mark.
I remember that.
I'm leaving after this segment because of that.
Now, wait a minute. What was that? Walter Payton did what?
He broke Jim Brown's record.
And on this day in 19...
Whoa.
Now, compare that day to the day the Browns trade Braylon Edwards.
On this day in 1988, Robin Givens filed for divorce.
Oh, she just used
after
him.
After a lengthy marriage to boxer Mike Tyson.
Lengthy? What, 2 months?
Now, where was he from?
I hear there was a lot of
8 months.
There was a lot of physical abuse, too, Mike. You want to say that she enjoyed it every second of it?
No. You know what? He totally nailed Mrs. Givens, too. I believe that.
Who's Mrs. Givens?
Her mom.
What do you mean
he
nailed her?
Is she hot, too?
Lisa?
No, he just totally just...
What?
Did all that.
You mean Tyson?
Yeah.
All that?
I'll bet you they had a threesome.
Oh,
with Tyson, just, Robin, and her mom.
You don't know.
Dude.
Guaranteed.
You're disgusting.
Wow. So now that is the most abrasive, over-the-top thing that has ever been said on this station.
No, it's not.
So
really.
Is this a little game of one-upsmanship?
I'm telling you. That's how they got him. Why else would he just sit there in the interview and still he beats me and he's just sitting there? He should have knocked the snot out of her right there.
Oh,
only
my God.
Said,
all
you
right.
know what?
You just took over Mike now.
Oh, I beat you? How about this?
Yeah.
Bam, right there.
So
what the hell's going on out there?
You guys are going to keep
what's happening?
Each other until 3:20. This is going
right.
to be tough to do.
That's telling the truth.
That's not a good out.
Who believes me, huh?
Telling
everyone.
The truth.
OMG.
He totally just did it.
Okay.
So, on to birthdays. Dear Wide Day doesn't suck. Please wish my daughter Samantha Boone a happy 14th birthday.
Boone.
I'm sure she's enjoying this segment.
Her favorite person on the ticket is Danny Bayless.
All right.
A 14-year-old.
Boring.
She also loved Mike Reiner's joke about JFK finally getting it through his head that Dallas didn't want him here.
Wow.
Jeez.
Are you the biggest shock jock in the Metroplex?
Okay, I haven't heard that one.
You haven't heard that one?
No, I've never heard that one.
That's from Kevin.
Gosh. This is the best day of my life.
We're going too fast.
Slow down. If you're gonna throttle, might as well go full.
Dear Dan, October 7th, please wish my boyfriend Justin a happy birthday. He is a big-time P1. And I have, of course, fulfilled the two prerequisites for said request. Attached is a pic of me and my sis, bonus, for Yawal.
The kissing?
And you know I woke him up in that most special of ways.
Whatever.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Pensacola Stacey? Pile driver?
With what?
The Pensacola pile driver.
Mike laughs
which one's
every
which?
Day like he's never heard it before.
And awesome. We are to give Angela awesome. Story a shout-out because she
Here,
sent in a
see.
Photo of herself.
She did? Where is it?
It's this on the wall already.
Amazing story.
Oh. Yeah, wall.
In other birthday news, Priest Holmes is 36.
Hey, Holmes.
Texas.
You know, Dan.
He was known as Anthony down there.
He's number two on the list.
Of your list?
Famous priest.
Of most yards by an undrafted running back.
Now we have to think
That's
of
right,
number
he
one.
Is.
Undrafted running backs?
Undrafted?
Yes.
Dorsey Levens.
Negative.
Franco Harris.
Am I thinking wrong? Am I thinking Packer?
One active and one from Mike's leather helmet era.
Oh, good night.
Conway Twitty.
Never saw a leather helmet.
Red Grange.
The Galton Ghost.
Or actually, there
undrafted,
was a little,
so there's one higher little, than him.
Yes.
There's an active guy right now playing in my football league.
There's an active guy that just a few weeks ago passed his way into third place.
An active guy. Don't give us the answer.
Right behind Priest Holmes.
Is it Jamal Lewis?
I know this.
No, he was
drafted. A first rounder, Doug.
Right. Jamal.
He was a fifth pick.
Walter Payton? Then.
No.
Ryan Grant.
O.J. Simpson.
Ryan Grant, no.
Pierre Thomas.
No.
No?
Christian Okoye.
No, to get up on this list, you have to have more than 5,000 yards. That's
all right.
Right there.
Ernest Biner.
Oh, that is.
That's a great guess.
Tony
I'm drawing
Romo.
I know this, but I'm drawing a blank.
Brandon Jacobs.
49er great.
Roger Craig.
I'm trying to place.
Bar none.
Joe Perry. Or
Yeah, Joe Perry.
And then the active, who just moved into third, I believe, is Fast Willie Parker.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So hang with me, kids. There's lots of great trivia facts that.
That is a party fun fact right there. Hey, ladies.
All you guys who are single right now are guaranteed to get laid tonight with that fun fact.
Just whip that one out. And
hey, ladies.
Listen to that.
Priest Holmes,
you talk about me.
Yeah, that was shocking, dude.
And you talk about practice.
Not even close.
Well, who's doing that?
Not a game.
I mean, we don't even know if it's a game, do we?
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player.
Now, are we in here talking about game?
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player.
A game?
We in here talking about practice.
I think we're about to find out.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practice? Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practice?
In my opinion, that's science.
Who does the Conan show now? The late night show.
Conan.
Jimmy Fallon. Someone emailed that they were actually watching Jimmy Fallon, and he had this song playing as a guest walked out.
But they weren't sure because they were spared to death by Jimmy Fallon in the 5 seconds.
I saw Jimmy Fallon the first night, and that was it.
And you haven't been back since?
No.
See, I've been back a couple times.
I've also seen Conan
with your Jimmy Fallon
three times, and that's it.
No.
What's wrong with Conan?
He's gotten a little bit better.
Nothing.
I like him. Conan's I like good. Conan a lot, but I just don't watch a lot of those late night shows.
DVRs.
Well, it doesn't matter who's
lots
on
of things
there.
Slow jamming the news.
Now, what if Bob's kind of funny? Hosted the late
got
night
a little
show.
Something.
DVRs okay. Killed the late night talk show.
Huh, Snake? What if Bob Stoops hosted it?
That's right.
Did you watch it every night?
Everybody's catching up on Dexter then.
Fan of Stoops.
What?
Joey Behar is 67.
Behar.
Hot.
She is hot.
Yes, sir.
If Coach Switzer wanted the job back, would you...
campaign?
Would you rather have him than Stoops?
No.
Tony Braxton is 42.
Uh-oh, broke up the 3Js.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Tony Braxton.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She's hot, though.
Mike Taylor Hicks is 33.
Remember that year?
Is that three beverages?
Let me tell you, boys. I have found the new Sinatra. And he goes by Taylor Hicks.
I said no such
thing. Oh, God.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did
not. Let's get a cover band together.
A songbird of this generation.
You were so behind that guy.
I was not. I
He's
thought he
a
had
can't
nothing.
Miss.
I thought he had nothing then, and even more so now.
He is Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods rolled into one.
You loved his soulfulness, right, Mike?
No, no, I didn't. I didn't like anything about him. He was a douchebag then and now.
Is he the gray hair guy?
Yeah.
David Hope is 60.
Oh, Bob's brother.
Where's the killer?
Do you know?
Yeah.
He's gone?
You want it?
Is this Dez Bryant's story true, Ty?
You want it?
What did Dez do?
Hold on, let Mike tell us who David Hope is.
Well, I'm sorry, what did Les do? Go ahead.
I have not confirmed it, but I have read that report that
he hired
an agent and he is ineligible for the rest of the season.
I have been told that he is ineligible.
You know, I've been waiting for that to happen with one of these big guys.
And who's going to beat Texas now?
Nobody.
No one.
Because
A&M?
Dez, these guys don't go to class when they know they're going to turn pro the next year. I know that.
But they're all over it before that.
Because
yes,
you didn't go.
They value their education.
Yeah, my junior year, you think I wouldn't
go wrong.
I wouldn't go into class my junior year. I was ready to turn pro.
First rounder, that's right.
What if things go wrong in life? They need that education.
The ticket got me late in the first round.
Now, did the back of your jersey just have Snake on it?
No.
David Hope, bass player, Kansas.
Nailed it.
Now, what's wrong with Kansas?
Not a damn thing.
They suck.
No, they don't.
Yo-Yo Ma, 54.
Or Yaya Mo, as someone referred to him as.
Really?
Yeah. That story is correct, Bob. Dez Bryant ineligible.
Yo-Yo Ma?
Oklahoma State has released a release.
John Cougar Mellencamp, excuse me, is 58.
Boy, it's going to be
They're really upset about it.
It's going to be tough to get out of Aggieland alive this week.
Hells yeah.
Did you see John Cougar Mellencamp?
Oh, that was a fantastic show.
At the Santa Barbara Bowl.
That's right.
Where is Killer?
I would go just a few days later.
Did Killer leave?
As I was introduced to Lucinda Williams, who now occupies a prominent playlist on my iPod.
See?
I don't know about that, but John Cougar was awesome.
Prominent?
What's wrong with Lucinda Williams?
She's probably in the 10 most used playlists on my iPod.
Oh, what do you mean by used?
You can't see her anymore on the iPod.
Oliver North is 66.
Video iPod Holmes.
Remember him?
That's a good Marine.
He was in the news for a while.
Doesn't he have a radio show now, like in Virginia or something?
Why do you eat it? Three beverages lined up
I
already.
I think he's on Rational Radio with Big Dick.
One is just
another reference.
Regular soda. The other is water. And the other is some sort of mixed drink.
Did you research the Dan Gladden look last night?
Yeah.
What's he throwing down these days?
Looks exactly the same.
He's really pretty good.
Thank you, Tony.
What? Yeah. Mark that under wow.
That deserves a wow.
Martha Stewart. Oh, wait. This is someone else.
Oh, wait.
87.
She is Payne Stewart.
She is not 87.
Let me tell you something about Martha Stewart.
Actress.
Would.
Don't even.
Not bad.
No, let me just say this. When I'm like 100 or whatever.
Don't go there with me.
And I have that, I'm pretty happy. Because she ain't bad.
She's
and
she's a model.
And
right.
clean and do your
she
garden.
She can make everything.
She's the ultimate woman.
She can make chicken salad out of you know what.
Do I want her now? No. But, you know, later on in life, sure, that'd be great. Because I'm assuming my wife won't be cooking and cleaning at that age.
I did enjoy a tour of her estate.
Hell, why should she start then?
She bought the Ford home. Like the Ford dude. Is it Henry Ford?
Yeah. Steve.
She bought his home.
Yeah, Steve that was crazy Ford. About Ford truck.
And let's just say he had a pretty nice little pad. And now she lives there.
Nice 1,500 square foot.
Yeah, it was actually a duplex.
Nice. Fixer
nice.
Upper.
Yeah.
Two bedroom flat.
With a carport.
Need a little paint. Need new carpet to be okay.
A carport.
Tico Torres is 56.
Tico.
Bon Jovi.
It's good Jovi.
The man.
Tom York is 53, Corby.
Oh, whoa.
That's not right.
Oh, sorry, 41.
Yeah,
what's
thank
the difference?
You. That is the greatness of Radiohead, perhaps the greatest lead singer of a generation.
Now, is this perhaps
the most,
important
man that we will talk about all day? The great
Tom
York. How many
people have we heard that very thing about?
Just Tom.
Come
Dave Matthews,
police.
For one. Yeah, we used to hear it about Dave Matthews.
What if Eddie Vedder hears about this?
Eddie
Don't
Vedder
tell him.
For another.
You better not tell him.
I'm telling
Do
you,
Do not tell Eddie.
How about... Jeff Tweedy and Ben Farrar and
Ben Vereen.
Ben Farrar?
And yeah. What's the guy's
Farrar,
name?
Ben
Jay.
Vereen.
Jay Farrar. And Ben Folds and Ben Harper and all the rest of these.
Uncle Ben.
Tom York you know? Is superior to them all.
And Hootie. What if Hootie hears?
Yeah. Where's he at all this?
And John Daly steps on stage.
Danny's the one with a Hootie cover band.
And... My final birthday before throwing it to spares will be Desmond Tutu is 78.
Tom.
Oh. What a big day, Tom.
That explains the flowing robes.
Mm-hmm.
That explains the dashiki.
And the dashiki, great.
What?
What? Now let's do those spares.
Somebody go!
How do you have a picture of him on your computer?
It's your birthday.
Oh, is it really?
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
That's the picture she sent you?
No, it's an actress.
Who is it?
Nicole Ari Parker.
Oh, my.
It's a fart form.
Oh, it is.
She was in Boogie Nights. The black.
Oh, no. Killer just texted. What's going on? I haven't heard anything. So now I'm telling him, hired agent, ineligible for the year.
Don't drive off the road.
He's going to crash his car.
And the clap. Put that in there.
Well, he's already got us up and running, so...
Milt Kyler.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
God, you just going to gloss over
and
that
what?
And keep going?
What?
Oh, what did you just say?
Milt Kyler's 41.
No.
Back
before
up.
That.
Back up.
Rewind the tape a little more.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Repeat that, please.
Who's that picture of?
No. After that.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What did he say? What did I miss?
Nothing.
He said that he had a disease.
He said, and the clap.
STD, yes.
That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what you said.
That's brilliant.
God.
Man, I just can't do this anymore today.
Talking about one-upping. Dude, that's the worst of them all.
What do you mean worse?
You just said that dude has an STD.
Boy, everybody's falling in behind Killer? The pulling guard today.
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, look, it's Vaughn Hebron's birthday. He's 39 today.
God, from Bob.
That's an Eagles great.
Why can't he have an STD? It's perfectly reasonable.
Well, he can. Why can't we put it a little bit differently?
Right.
Sorry.
Instead of talking about the clap.
Okay, all right.
So the Killer's response to my text about Dez being out for the year... F, my world is over.
It'll be over when the Aggies are done with you.
That's damn straight.
Johnny Morton, 38.
He did the worm.
Lions.
Trojan, right?
Yeah. He's a Trojan. He made us all real proud when he did that.
Tom Rathman, 47.
That after sparing us to death for 4 years at USC.
Blair Thomas, 42.
Penn State. Is that the one who quit football to be a roofer?
Kelly Long.
No, Mike. That was the one taken before Emmett Smith, though. And James Torville, Corby, is 52 today.
James Torville?
Jane.
James Carville?
Oh, Torville and Dean?
That's right.
Wow.
It's Torville's birthday.
Good one to kill. I love you, Jane.
Who's that?
I love you.
If you don't know who Torvald and Dean are...
I thought it was funny. You want to reply?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The British figure skating duo.
Come on, man. You don't know Torvald and Dean?
Mixed pairs? Come on.
I mean, they're no Ty and Babylonia or whatever. Geez. Ty and Randy. What?
Ty and Babylonia?
Born on this day, now dead.
This has been a pretty good segment all in all, don't you think?
Elijah Muhammad.
Hello?
Uncle Dave Macon. And Heimlich Himmler are in that apartment together.
Dan's always stop right there.
Work a Nazi in there.
Stop right there.
Himmler.
How quickly during the symposium is Heinrich Himmler brought up?
And other famous Heinrich. Nazis whose names start with H.
Is he upset about Hitler kind of taking all the pub?
Come on,
God, this
man.
Thing is so complicated here.
What? Dead on the stage,
actually,
still
I
dead.
Think Hitler's upset because. Heimlich Himmler's trying to horn in
on his two-syllable
there, I said
H.
In fact, I found a YouTube video
up,
where Hitler's really mad about it.
More,
Hitler mad that Himmler sounds so similar to him.
Yeah.
Dead on this day, still dead, Leo DeRocher. What was he like, Mike?
Do you like him? The lip?
Fridays at 4:10.
Yep.
It's the Leo DeRocher show.
And Christy Mathewson.
Who I think what was he show, like?
I don't know.
Right after that?
Yeah, his show is right after. It's really
she
made for a conundrum when big news broke and they had to do...
Well, Christy, you got your first start today at the age of 14.
Yeah!
Well, this week you pitched both ends of a doubleheader.
First off, talk about eighth grade.
Jason Worth just hit a two-run RBI triple.
What do you think
Who
of
did?
This new invention
Jason
called
Worth.
The baseball glove?
Wow.
Phillies four.
You gonna go with it or what?
Rocky
That's
zero.
I'm able to throw 800 innings in a season.
Do you prefer to leave your glove out on the field? Or,
I see you were at
take it in the dugout with you.
You were out of the town with gentleman Jim Corbett last night. Talk about that bare knuckle bear.
So, Tyler?
Hey, West, hot or not?
Not far today, I'm stuck.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis fined you 11 cents last week. How do you plan to pay for that?
Well,
we've
gone.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show.